720 WGN. Somebody just said, yeah, we sleep in separate rooms because of his snoring, and he refuses to admit that he has sleep apnea, so it's frustrating. Another, I slept in my own room for 19 years. 1 year I slept in the same room. The first year, he was too loud. I needed sleep. He was always mad, but he knew he was a handful. Another, yes, we sleep in separate rooms because of snoring. That always seems to be the issue. One, another here. We sleep in separate rooms. He snores. I have hot flashes. We wake each other up all night. It's honestly the best thing for both of us, so we have a fighting chance for a good night's sleep. They say one in five couples sleep in separate rooms, and it's becoming so prevalent that now people have products they want to market. And Liana Salama is with us from the International Housewares Association. Liana, is that what your research has shown, that people sleep in separate rooms mostly because of snoring?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, that is the number one reason why this one-fifth of Americans right now are opting to maintain separate bedrooms. It's snoring, it's sleepwalking, excessive movements during sleep. It's just so important to everyone to get their rest in that they're willing to go all the way to maintaining separate bedrooms to get it.
Yeah, I love the title. I love you, but I don't want to sleep with you. And yeah. People are still very funny when they talk about that. My sister was here this weekend, and she and her husband are forced to sleep in the same bedroom because that's all we've got for a guest room. And yeah. He sleeps with an 80-pound bulldog, too, because he's used to sleeping in his room because he and the bulldog both snore. Yep, when she brings it up, people look oddly at them like, yeah. Oh, you sleep in separate bedrooms.
Isn't that funny? It really feels kind of taboo, doesn't it? So maybe that's why it's so surprising to find out that fully a fifth of Americans are doing it. It's like this great secret, this kind of undercover life that we're living with our separate bedrooms.
And what is being marketed to people like that now?
Well, it's really interesting. It creates so much opportunity. If you think about when you, as a couple, when you come up with your bedroom and how you're going to run it, you're really kind of compromising in a lot of ways. But when you have your own, you almost get to go back to kind of your childhood or your college years when you had a dorm room, except now maybe you have the money to actually outfit it the way you'd always dreamed. So we're seeing everything from small refrigerators, wine refrigerators, cosmetic refrigerators, to even small electric appliances where you can make snacks in your room. So there's a company called Dash that does a great line of individual waffle irons and toasters and things.
Wait a second. You're going to make waffles in your...
Yeah.
You're going to make what? Waffles in your bedroom?
Doesn't that seem obnoxious? But yes. I mean,
yes.
People are actually, you know, they're living this life as though it's this little kind of adult dorm room that they're tricking out. And certainly from a decor perspective, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities for you to find the perfect vases, the perfect bedding, the perfect textiles, anything that you might, again, have compromised on before because your husband doesn't love that shade of purple. You know, you get to do it all the way you want it done. It can really and truly be your, you know, a room of your own.
Somebody said, Lisa, my husband snores like a bear and throws out enough body heat to warm an igloo, but I will share my bed with him until the day I die. He's my thunder buddy, and I can't imagine having a separate room. But a lot of the people that are texting in, yeah, they said it's not unusual. It's common. Yeah. We do not sleep in the same bedroom, and it usually is because one is hotter than the other, hot flashes, or it's snoring. And I know that my husband, he's a heat machine, too. He's just always warm. And when I sleep, I want a big Sherpa blanket on me. I'm cold. And so we have kind of moved to the, I don't know if they call it Scandinavian or Norwegian style of bedding, where you each...
Yeah, kind of the hygge and
Yeah, so you each have your own separate sheets. Well, we have the same sheet. It's just on his side and different comforters. And is that something that's hitting the market and being looked at pretty closely now in America?
That's a really good question. You know, I haven't seen any true hybrids come out. You know, I've seen more of kind of, you know, certainly one, you know, partner might have their own kind of bedding that they use while they sleep versus another. My husband loves to be warm. He'll put extra blankets on him, but I don't want the extra blankets. But I don't know if I've seen any true hybrids come out. You know, you see the mattresses that come out and they adjust separately. That would be a really interesting concept for a piece of bedding to come out that is actually thicker or more layered on kind of one side than the other to accommodate that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think that would be one of the first things they'd be marketing instead of waffle irons or something, because you think you're in a dorm room now. And because that sounds more like a man cave or a she shed or something, as opposed to a bedroom. But aside from that,
there is a bit of an element of that. Absolutely. Kind of the she shack and the man cave certainly plays a role in how people are thinking about how they trick these rooms out.
And so you're saying it's not just, you know, about what makes you comfortable in that room, but it's down to colors and those types of things where you can finally have the room you wanted and you don't have to compromise.
Put the Farrah Fawcett poster back up on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think that in particular, one of the things the survey showed that was so interesting was that 22% of couples have just made this change in the last year or so. And I have to believe that some of that comes from, if you think about what we've all been through these last few years in our homes with the pandemic, we're all living on top of each other, right? And we're schooling and we're working and we're exercising and we're maintaining our lives all just on top of each other all the time. So to have a true respite, like a room of one's own, I think you go all out. I think you decorate it to really kind of reflect who you are and what you want to be around when you're by yourself.
And I think a lot of people are using CPAP machines and their partner doesn't want to hear it. So they choose another bedroom as well. All right.
Absolutely.
Is there an article or somewhere we can go look at this that you might have published?
So we haven't, but the research we did was actually in collaboration with the New York Times. So Rhonda Kaysen over there actually put out a fantastic article in the New York Times just this past, I believe it was, online over the weekend, maybe on Friday, and it just came out in the print edition. So there's some nice quotes from couples there. In terms of the products available for something like this, you can go to our website, which is theinspiredhomeshow.com, and there's searchable applications on there where you can look up all kinds of different products.
And do you sleep with your husband in the same bedroom?
I do. Though we are totally different temperatures.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.